Welcome once again to Saturday Java with Jason. I am Jason Coffee Man. This is where we meet with guests, drink coffee, and just have a great conversation.
Hey, I'm here with Drewby, and he specializes in sales, and he lost a lot of weight. He's going to get into that. But that's one of the major things we're going to talk about in this podcast. It's why I came out with the podcast. So if he can lose this weight, I know my podcast guest can lose the weight too. So I'm going to turn the time over to Drewby really quick. He's going to give you an introduction of what he is, what he does, stuff like that.
Hey, thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate that opportunity. My name is Drewby Wilson. I am a self-proclaimed meme lord. I have done a whole lot of sales. And ultimately, I am someone who has focused on creating a lifestyle of design instead of reacting to what life has given me. And along the way, I have lost more than 100 pounds without fad diets or any fancy-dancy surgeries. I've literally just put in the work and learned to become more disciplined with my time and energy, because money is easy. We all know how to make money. That's a whole nother conversation, but it is our time and energy that are finite resources. You cannot buy more time. You cannot win it in a poker tournament. And nobody gets a box full of it Christmas morning. So learning to be disciplined with time is really how I've been able to create a life that has allowed me to become the happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest version of myself, which I'm hoping we have an opportunity today to share some things with the listener who can take a few things, maybe one or all of them, and implement in their life to create a massive amount of change to becoming the person they want to be.
Now, you're saying you lost over 100 pounds. Before we get into the weight loss, can you give us what it was like before you lost that weight? Were you sluggish? Were you depressed? Were you just hovering, kind of grazing on food? Were you just eating bad? Can you give us a description of what you were like before?
Jason, I can tell you I've lost 100 pounds more than one time in my life. So I lost it all, gained it all back, and then lost it again. So it started the first time. I grew up in a family that, you know, we ate pretty good. We were always a little bit on the heavier side, and it was kind of just the family motto of like, oh, we're just big boned. We're a little bit bigger. But the truth of the matter was we were really just kind of lazy. We didn't like working out. No one in our family had a desire to go and work out and be healthy. And as far as food, you know, God love my mom. She was a single mom most of my childhood. So we ate on convenience. It was fast food. It was pizza. It was whatever we could get, wherever we could get it from, because, you know, my mom was busy working, doing her thing, trying to raise and take care of three boys on her own. So us three boys just sat home and ate whatever we wanted to eat, Doritos and chips and garbage. And so it's real easy to see that our health habits were not dialed in to the way they needed to be, which meant that by the time I was 18 or 19 years old, I ended up getting a job working third shift, meaning that my bad health habits just multiplied because I was unhealthy, wasn't sleeping well, pounding the caffeine, and got to a point where I ballooned up to over 315 pounds, which I'm 6'1", so I'm a bigger guy in general. But I mean, at 315 pounds, I was very, very large and very unhealthily top heavy. You could see it in my stomach, and I had man boobs, and I was just not satisfied or happy with me personally, because it led to me not having the kind of life that I wanted to live. I didn't feel attractive. I didn't have, you know, that confidence. So I went on a journey where I lost it by giving up sweet soda drinks. I mean, I used to drink a 12 pack of Coke in a day, no problem. You know, if you look at the calories, that's 300 calories per can, 12 cans, that's 3,600 calories just in soda, not to include all the other garbage that I would shove in alongside of it. So, you know, I really was just a very, very unhealthy eater to the point of just excess. Got down, worked on losing it, and then gained it all back. You know, go figure.
Now, one of the major things is right now, I know when I was growing up, I want to show my age, but I had an Atari when I was a little kid. Then we had the Nintendo, then the Sega, all those things. So, you know, kids are brought up now. And even when I was a kid, you have all this entertainment in front of you. And now you have you know, the Nintendo Switch, all that stuff. So kids are more or less in front of the screen. They don't have the time to go out and play because they're always on the couch, stuff like that. That's why I started this podcast. I want to get people out there, people to move. Instead of being in front of the screen, get out there and see what life is about and become active.
I love that you mentioned that, because one of the things that really set me on my journey was, as I said, I had gained all that weight, I lost it. And then when I met my, we were dating at the time, my now wife, you know, you get that comfort weight. I had lost all the weight. I was down to about 220 pounds from 315, feeling good, feeling confident, got myself a girlfriend. We started going out to eat. We started having a couple extra cocktails. I was comfortable. I didn't have to work as hard because I had someone in my life who loved me and appreciated me. And so fast forward, she ended up, we got married. She got pregnant. I put on the pregnancy weight right alongside of her. And then I was right back at 285 pounds, not feeling good about myself, not looking confidently good anymore. And then when my son was born, I had the realization of, hey, man, do you want to be the dad that can't be there for your son in life? Do you want to be the guy that's sitting at the park on the bench, oh, you know, out of breath because your son has, you've been chasing your kid for 5 minutes? And then I got a really stomach punch in the way of a friend of mine. As I started making a little more money in life, he came to me and said, hey, Drew, you're crushing it. You're making more money than you ever thought possible. But how would it feel if, you know, all of a sudden you blink and you're up in heaven looking down as some other asshole is sleeping in your bed with your wife, raising your kid in your home with your money because you didn't make the time to take care of you first and get your health in order?
Right. And one of what got me to lose weight, because I've been fighting weight loss too, is it's not just Drew, it's not just me, it's a lot of people out there. And one of the things that really got me off my ass is I picked up a book, and it's kind of funny because my brother did it and I'm laughing at him because he can't get through it. So he gave me a book, and the book was from Andy Frisella, and the book was called 75 Hard, and it's a 75 day program that kicks your ass every day. It's two workouts, one outside, and mandatory, at least 45 minutes, a gallon of water a day, a picture a day, reading 10 pages a day. And if you fail in those 75 days, you go back to day one, no matter if you're on day 74. And that's what really got me to lose the weight was that program.
Yeah, that's a great program. I've done it personally. So the 75 hard, the initial 75 days, I've done that two times. I also
Which
failed
I have
it
to.
Once. That's well, awesome, I, Jason. Congratulations.
I failed it like 10 before I hit my second one. But yeah, it's starting over from day one. But now you went on. And you did the whole year, which is live hard. I believe there's three stages. And so 75 hard, I guess you can call the boot camp of it.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. And, you know, I'll say that as a whole, the 75 hard program, it is very much a mindset program as well as a fitness program, as well as, in my opinion, it is to learn time management. Because as you said, Jason, if you have to do two 45-minute workouts a day and they have to be separated by some time, you can't just do back-to-back workouts, right? And one of them has to be outdoors. That really makes you sit down and prioritize and plan out your day. It makes you look at, okay, if these things are going to be a priority to me because I want to accomplish this goal of going 75 days in a row, no drinking alcohol, no cheating on my diet plan, taking a picture of myself to make sure that I can see the progress. Because here's what happens, Jason. You don't see progress immediately. It's like everything. It takes time. And so what happens for most individuals who start that journey is they don't see it, so they stop. But when you take a picture of yourself every day for 75 straight days while you're doing the two workouts, while you're drinking the water and you're making better decisions in your eating habits and your conscious lifestyle, you start to see a massive change, but it's a time thing. You don't see it day one. You don't see it day five, but by day 14, you've been drinking a gallon of water every day. You're not drinking booze. You're not filling yourself up with food that makes you feel bloated. I promise you, you're going to see a difference. You're going to feel a difference. Most people just have to commit to it. But that's the thing, is you have to plan to do each part of the program in order to get the result at the end. And what I found is that learning to plan and prioritize what's important in your life, especially the fitness side, the health side, you start to learn how to prioritize and manage everything else, which is where you start seeing the massive amounts of growth in your mindset, in your business, and of course, in your health, based on just the decisions and the habits that you're rewiring into your life.
Another thing I want to add on, and that picture isn't just show progress. I think it's small detail step, because life is all about the small details. So if you can't remember to take a picture of yourself, you can't remember the small details that go with a project.
100%.
Now, I also listened to another guy. I don't want to say my idol, but somebody that I think is one of the toughest SOBs out there. And he goes by David Goggins. And for those that don't know, he does ultra marathons. He doesn't just run for hours. He runs for days.
Yeah, David Goggins is he's a bad SOB for sure. He's got two books that I've read that are really, really good. The first one is Can't Hurt Me, and that's all about his like growing up and his story of resilience and overcoming his weight loss. And then I think the second is called Can't Hurt Me, and that's like even further into developing his crazy ass mindset for doing those ultra marathons and everything. And what's interesting, and I didn't get the chance to share this with you, I actually met David Goggins and had the chance to, you know, shake his hand and listen to him speak privately at an event that we did. And during my weight loss journey, I had set a massive goal for myself to go out and ride more than 200 miles on a road bike in one day. And when I went and did that, I rode a total of 216.9 miles in one day. It took me 17 and a half hours. I actually listened to his first book on Audible cover to cover, which was a 14 and a half hour book. So during that 216 mile bike ride, I listened to David Goggins tell his story to keep me motivated to stay hard while I was out there on the road for 17 hours.
Now, some people might not like that book because of how descriptive he gets in both of them. But if you can put the descriptive part away and actually listen to what he talks about, he talks about a lot of stuff that you can use in your everyday life. And that's one thing that got me going is, look, if he can do this, why can't I? So from then on, I've been reading books, self-improvement, weight loss, I mean, pretty much everything. And there's a lot of things out there you could do to change your life, but it takes one step. As I always say, you can't run a marathon in one day. And it's called compounding. But you can go and put your shoes on one day. Next day, put your shoes on and walk to the end of the driveway. You're not going to run a marathon in one day, but you can do it in a year.
You can do it in 30 days if you try really hard. I know, because I've done it. I had a buddy of mine that said he was going to do a marathon. And, you know, I've been doing endurance races and different things for a while now, but I had never done a marathon. Had said I wanted to, hadn't done it. He said he was going to do it. So I committed and trained for it for 30 days and then went and ran the Dallas Marathon back at the end of 2020. Knocked it out in sub 5 hours. So you can put anything you put your mind to, Jason, if you're willing to commit and do the work to get the result.
Now, we're talking weight loss here. Let me just say that I've been on keto. I tried the Weight Watchers. I tried Atkins. So we're going to talk about diets in a second, but there's always something for somebody. But the main thing is you got to stick to it. If you're going to go on keto, stick to it. you're going to go on anything like that, stick to it. It's not going to make you lose the weight overnight. But, I mean, you lost 100 pounds. That wasn't just a month. I lost weight. It took me months to lose weight. No matter what diet it is, you got to stick to it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the thing that gets people with diets is that they treat it as a temporary solution or a Band-Aid to a much bigger problem, which is lifestyle. Like, right. if you choose to just eat crappy food all the time, you know, that's a lifestyle choice. Or if you're like, oh, well, I'm going to go on this diet and I'm only going to eat, you know, keto, or I'm only going to eat, what's the one where they just eat meat?
Carnivore.
Carnivore, that's it. Like, I'm just going to be carnivore. Like, that's great if you can sustain that lifestyle inevitably or indefinitely, I'm sorry. But the problem is people will do it. They'll get the result. They'll be like, okay, well, I've got the result. I'm going to go back to doing the stuff that I want to do again. And then what happens is they backslide. So it's not about picking one diet and just sticking to the diet for a short time. It's about creating a new lifestyle and rewiring the decisions that you make. And that's when you can create sustainable change, in my opinion. I'm not a scientist, a fitness expert. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express one time, but I can only speak from my perspective, right? And my perspective is it has to be a lifestyle change, not a temporary solution to the problem.
Right. And that's one thing we want to get through is we're not doctors, stuff like that. We're just talking from what we went through, what helps for us. And one thing that I really realize is I never knew what a big change it makes, but when you do the 75 hard, you do this, you do that, they say drink water. And I believe that's one of the main things that really helps you lose weight is I can't push it enough. They say 8 8-ounce glasses, what comes to be about a half a gallon. But if you drink water, you are going to lose weight too, because a lot of that, those bacteria and a lot of the bad things leave your water through avoiding it. So even if you do eat like crap once in a while, drink a lot of water.
Yeah, I mean, water is the mana of life. It's like the building block of every cell in our body, essentially. So I'm not perfect. Obviously, I could drink water, be better about it every day. But here's what I know, Jason. When I'm more consistent and I'm drinking my gallon of water every day, I always feel better. I also have to pee a lot, but that's just a side product, you know.
Hey, you know what? I found out if you put salt in your water, you don't pee as much. But yeah, that's one thing that I figured out too. And I found out that's why everybody pushes water so much. But yeah, like one of the things that I want to talk about is there's food out there that you can buy. You don't need to buy this expensive weight loss food, stuff like that. And you could just go buy food, but watch your calories. Calorie in, calorie out. It costs, I think it is 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound of fat. So you still have to exercise, right? And you have to exercise and you have to eat right, because it's to lose 1 pound is 3,500 calories.
Calories in, calories out. That's what I keep saying.
Now, what do you say for people out there that have all these channels on YouTube and TikTok and Facebook about food monitoring, about going out and picking apart foods? Because I look at it like, you know, if you're trying to eat healthy, watch your calories more than anything else. Stop listening to all these people that knock food.
I think moderation is the key to life. I think anyone who's out there should be able to eat whatever they want within reason, because moderation is the key. If you want to have some cake, have some cake, but it doesn't mean you have to eat a giant slice of cake. Can you take 2 to 3 bites of the cake and be satisfied with what those 2 to 3 bites provide for you and not have to go gorging yourself on an entire cake? Can you, you know, eat whatever the, like, can you have one piece of candy instead of eating six boxes of Oreos, right? Can you have three Oreos instead of eating the whole sleeve? It's just about moderation. It's not about saying you cannot have these things, because this is how the human body works. Hey, you're not allowed to have this thing. Hey, don't do this thing. Well, what do you immediately want to do or have? The thing that they're telling you you can't have or do. That's just like human nature. So instead of trying to fight against human nature and making it harder than it has to be, hey, I'm going to allow myself to have these Oreos, but I'm going to have two Oreos instead of having a whole sleeve. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to break the Oreo in half, eat the first bite, wait 1 minute, have some water, then eat the other bite. And what you're going to find is that by stretching it out over a little bit of time and being more moderate with your portion size, you're going to get the same appreciation for the flavor, but you're not woofing down a whole sleeve of Oreos and realizing, damn, I just ate 700 calories out of a 2000 calorie a day diet, which means that you literally ate half of your day's worth of calories in just one little setting of probably 10 minutes. Cause that's all it takes to eat a whole sleeve of Oreos if you're doing it right.
And another problem people have with that too, is now they're going to, all right, let's say they go a month without an Oreo. They get a package of Oreos. Now they're going to splurge. If you cut that up and you have a couple Oreos a day, you're still getting your fix, and you're not going to splurge as much when the time comes.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, if you give a junkie a big old bag of what they want, they're going to do all of it. Whereas if you can moderate and just do a little here and a little there, that's self-discipline. And that self-discipline is what creates a lifestyle change. That's what you really, like, I hope the listener understands, is that it always comes back to the decisions that you make and your ability to make consistent decisions no matter what your state of mind or your emotional state is. Because it's easy to be like hype and motivated and excited and turn down the cookie. But when you're depressed and you're sad or you're going through your emotions, it's a lot easier to walk in there and be like, you know what? I'm going to do that. You're going to justify it. You're going to make reasonings and excuses as to why it's okay to gorge yourself. And it's those moments that you have to find the strength to push through, not the good times. Because the good times, it's easy. It's the hard stuff that you have to find that willpower and that discipline to make better choices.
And if you do have a hard time and you are married or whatever, or you are living with somebody, say, hey, look, put these aside for me and hide them so I don't see them. When I want them, you can go get them for me. If that's a hard thing for you, is the discipline.
It is great to have support in your life. If you have that, like, embrace it, appreciate it, and always remember to return it in kind, because having a support system like that is so, so, so valuable.
Okay, Drew, what was your first job?
I was a commodities relocation specialist.
What is your favorite season?
Spring.
Who is your hero?
My wife.
What is your favorite food?
Pizza.
What is your favorite dessert?
Can I say my wife again?
Sure. What movie do you quote the most?
The Big Lebowski.
Are you a night in? Are you a night out?
Both.
Are you a thinker or are you a doer?
Both.
Do you learn by watching or do you learn by doing?
By doing.
Do you tiptoe or do you dive in when you go swimming?
Man, I'm closed off. We're cannonball right off that cliff, bud boy. Let's go.
What is your guilty pleasure?
That's a great question. Fruit snacks.
What motivates you?
Knowing that I'm setting the example for others to see what's possible when they make better decisions in their lives.
What is your deepest fear?
Deepest fear. That's such a good question. Loud noises.
How do you want to be remembered?
As a great husband, father, and philanthropist.
On your gravestone, what is something you would want written for people that don't know you to be like, oh, that was him?
Crush the day before it crushes you.
What do you want? What do you care the most about?
Setting a great example for my son and my wife.
Okay, let me touch on one thing. You said setting up others for success. What do you mean by that? Can you break that down for people that don't understand what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you asking for clarity on that question, because there's definitely a nuance to it. So when I say setting others up for success, it means that in my life, I have lost over 100 pounds more than one time. So I lost it, gained it all back, and lost it again, and have kept it off now for about 10 years. I have gone from making $30,000 a year as what I thought would be the most I'd ever make, because I was a drug dealer and basically, you know, skipped through 90% of my high school, to making multiple six figures, and also building a business that's going to allow me and my family to travel around the country and see the world. I have been able to build brands and businesses for myself and for others that have created massive amounts of opportunity to make more money for themselves and for their employees. And so when I say setting others up for success, all I'm trying to do is show others that it doesn't matter if you come from being overweight, being from a broken home, being from, you know, not feeling confident or powerful in your own right, or feeling as if you don't have any skill sets that are valuable in the marketplace. You can change, you can make yourself better, you can become anyone you want to be if you're willing to do the work. And I'm going to be willing to share whatever systems, processes, and mindset has worked well for me along my journey, so that if one thing can help you on your journey, then it will create a ripple effect. Because Jason, if I help you become a better person, inevitably you're going to go and help the next person become a better person. And that is going to create a ripple effect through time, so that I am creating something that cannot be stopped, no matter how powerful you are.
Now, you're going to have people out there that say, oh, I can't do it because I came from a poor family, or so I came from a broken home.
The Salvation Army. I don't want to hear that BS. My mom used to have to go to Salvation Army and get canned goods for us to be able to eat. Don't tell me that you come from a broken home, that you can't do it. You can do it. You're choosing not to do it.
I like that so much, because it's not where you came from. It's where you're going.
Come on. Preach, Jason. Tell them again. One more time, louder for the people in the back.
It's not where you came from. It's where you're going. The past doesn't describe who you are. The past is not who you are. The past is where you came from, and you can learn from the past. And you don't have to live in the past. You have to live in the future. You have to live in the present.
That is so true. Your presence is a gift. Embrace it.
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what age we are together, but I always look back at a movie called The Lion King, Disney movie back in the day. And the lion cub ran away from his troubles. So his buddy there hit him in the head with a stick. He goes, oh, what was that for? Hits him again. Oh, what was that for? A third time, he ducks. He said, you see, you learned from your past. You learned it was going to hurt. You ducked. That's what you have to do. You mainly have to learn from your past and just don't repeat it. Move on. Get your ass in gear and become somebody that you are not, or somebody that you have never been before.
Yes, that is so true. It's just, it's so fun to see people take that journey and realize it for themselves, because that's all we're really trying to do. That's why we create these podcasts. That's why we put the stories out, because we're just trying to share something that will inspire the next person who hears it, reads it, sees it, to go out and make different decisions, because that's what's going to help them be that person.
Now, Drew, I'm going to ask you a question. You probably, before you lost his weight, you probably told somebody, oh, I'm going to lose weight. And then oh, you probably had those people out there that said, nope, you're not going to lose it, or you're going to start your own business. Oh, you're gonna fail. You, no matter what, you're going to have the naysayers out there, the people that are telling you no, the people that try to hold you back. What do you say to the people that are dealing with the naysayers right now?
I would say focus on your supporters, not your reporters. And that's a quote that I got from a mentor of mine over the years. And it was really just a reminder that focus on the people that are there to support you, because if they're talking about you up to someone else, then they don't really matter. They're not really there to serve you or to help you achieve your goal. And if someone's not there to help you, then what's the point?
And I heard another thing too that I want to bring up. It's the people that always say no or are against you, more or less, I think, have a voice in their head because they're too afraid to do what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that is such a true point. Like, a lot of times if someone's hating on you, it's because of their own insecurities or their own disbelief in themselves to be able to get a result, and that has nothing to do with you, so you can't take it personally.
You know, the only thing you do is, people say to cut off the haters. I say let those haters be there, so they can see you win when you do.
Yeah. I mean, and even if they don't, who cares? It's not about them. It's about you getting the result that you want in life. If you're worried about what everybody else thinks, you're not spending that energy focused on becoming the best version of you and getting what you want out of life.
Now, I know that you did mention you're in sales, and I don't want to just concentrate on the weight loss. I want you to talk about your business. How you got started, what you do, and why you picked up what you did.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about that. So my business is Call the Damn Leads. And what we do is work with small business owners, sales professionals, and entrepreneurs to help them dial in the systems and processes that allow them to live the life they want to live. And what I mean by that is kind of what I mentioned earlier. Money's easy. We all know how to make money. We can go turn a wrench. We can make a call. We can close a sale. We can fix a thing. We can make money. What we can't make more of is time. And what I know is when you learn to invest your time in the right people, the right places, and the right things, you end up getting the right results in your life. So my goal is helping individuals who are on that journey looking for ways to maximize and become more effective and efficient, to help them put in the simple processes that I've developed, that I've learned from decades of experience and hundreds of thousands of dollars of investing into personal development and coaching for myself, so that I can take that back to the next person and help them do so without having to spend that time or that same amount of money.
Now, this is mainly sales, though, that you deal with, but can you help anybody else? Is it kind of like, where you can help anybody else that's not just sales? If somebody else needs help in, say, another classification, could you help them there, or is it mainly just sales?
I can help pretty much anyone who has a desire to live a better life, because here's what I know. If you are alive, you're in sales. You're selling someone on picking you to be their employee. You're selling your spouse or your mate on why they should love you, why they should stay with you, why you're the perfect fit for them. You're selling the guy on the phone as to why he should pick you to sell the service to. Like, you're in sales. It doesn't matter what you do. You're in sales in some fashion. You're selling your kids on why they need to do their homework or take a bath. Like, communication, sales, it applies in every aspect. So to me, I'm confident that if you have a desire to learn to be a better communicator, to create better systems and processes in your life so that you can have a better result, I'll be able to help you.
Okay. Now, before we close up this podcast, I'm going to give you a moment to preach on what you specialize in. I've done enough talking for now. I'm going to turn this time over to Drew. And you could talk about whatever you want, wherever your heart is. The time is yours.
Well, Jason, first and foremost, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share this message. I want to thank the listener for being here with us and investing their time in this, because here's what I know. The average American makes somewhere around $60,000 a year. That may be for you way high, maybe for way low, whatever form to take and make some decisions in your life with. Take whatever number you made last year, whether it was 60,000, 100,000, whatever. I always say for easy math, if you made $100,000 last year, I want you to take that number and divide it by 2,000, because the average American works 2,000 hours a year, 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year with a 2-week vacation. And that what I know is if you're on this call listening, you're not an average person, because you're going above and beyond to learn, to grow, and to better yourself. So whatever that number is, if you made 100 grand, you're worth $50 an hour. That's that 2,000 divided by, or 100,000 divided by 2,000 gets you $50. $50 an hour is what your time is worth. Now, whatever that arbitrary number is for you, whether it's 50, 25, 100, if I was deaf and I knocked on your door and said, congratulations, you have 24 hours left to live, here's X amount of dollars, and that X represents whatever the number was that you just came up with, what is your response going to be? You're going to tell me to kick rocks. You're going to use a few expletives. There's no way in heck you're going to exchange an hour of the last 24 hours of your life for that dollar amount that you just calculated. So quit running around and spending your hours as if you have an unlimited amount of them, because there is no guarantee in life. The only guarantee is death and taxes. So with that being said, let's invest our time, our most valuable asset, in a wiser fashion, because if you want to get a better result out of your life, you have to be a better investor of your time. So whatever that number was, that was 25, 50, 100 bucks an hour, the only way to increase that is to spend your time more wisely, developing, learning, growing, and making better decisions, so that the actions that you take and the energy that you expend is actually going into something that will create the life you desire.
Okay, awesome, Drew. Thank you so much. Now, if people want to get a hold of you on Call the Damn Leads, or if they want to hit you up on social, is it Call the Damn Leads? Is that a website? How do they get a hold of you?
Yep, you can find us if you go to callthedamnleads.com. That's our main website. If you go to callthedamnleads.com/free book offer, you can actually download a free copy of my most recent book, where I talk about all of the sales systems, processes, the mindset, everything that has helped me create success in my own life. So you can download a free version of it at callthedamnleads.com/free book offer. And you can find us on every social media channel at Call the Damn Leads.
Again, this is Drewby Wilson, and I just want to thank him for his time. This has been an awesome podcast, and I just hope that you keep the weight off, and everybody out there that wants to lose the weight and does it, they keep the weight off too. Stop yo-yoing back and forth.
Absolutely, my friend. And I appreciate the opportunity to share some of my journey, because I know that if someone heard it and they make a decision today to change their life, then we're creating that ripple effect that's going to change a lot of lives in the future. So appreciate the opportunity, sir.
I'm always looking for likes, shares, and reviews. Please give it a share and a review. 5 stars really does help. Thanks for tuning in. Yes, refill both of our coffees. See you next week, where we can listen once again. Please follow us on Saturday Java with Jason on Facebook and Instagram. And please follow me on Facebook at Jason Coffee Man.